One halakha was of Shabbat. A lady put the soup on the plata, on what we call the blech, on Erev Shabbat, in order that the soup should remain hot. And then what happened? Shabbat came in, and for whatever reason, the blech short-circuited and went off. The soup is still very hot. The question she had was, is she allowed to take the soup to the neighbor? There was eruv between the two houses, and she wants to put it on the neighbor's blech in order to keep it hot so they can have it for Shabbat. This is a discussion that the Rambam mentions in Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Gimel, Halakha Yud Aleph, Shemutah Le'azir B'Shabbat, Mekira Le'kira, that you're allowed to go from one stove to another stove. Afilu Mekira Shehabla Mu'at, Le'kira Shehabla Miruba. Even if the degrees in temperature are higher on the next stove. Now, of course, when we say stove, we don't mean a regular open stove, because the laws of Shabbat always has to be covered, or garufe katum. So that's why we gave the case of a hot plate or a blech. So you see clearly from Harambam that you're allowed to move from one to the other. But there's a major condition, that it's still yet solidit, that it's still hot, very hot. Because once it cools down, the soup, of course you cannot put it back on a hot plate because you're cooking the soup. And the Sfaradim hold, yes, bishul, ahar bishul. Belah. Now, of course, let's say it was rice in this case. So even if the rice would have cooled down, doesn't matter. You can put it back on another blech. Because since it was cooked already, and bishul, ahar bishul, biyavesh. So the case would be the lady put the rice on the hot place. She's heating it up, and it went out, short-circuited. And it cooled down. It came as cold rice. I go next door, the black of the neighbor's on. She wants to put it over there. Mutar. And that's the way Hakam Avadiyah is posek in Alav Shalom, in Hazor Avadiyah, in Shabbat, Dalet, on page Shin Sadi Dalet, Plata Hashmalit, Shaita Alea Kederat, Tavshil Shel Marak. Soup, shikafta. Ba'idare tafshil ha'am sheyad solidit bo. Still yad solidit bo. Mutali tele kidra bishwal al plata hashmanit acheret. You can place it on a different one. Kegon shel ha'shechen, the neighbor. Kedekai malam b'Yerushalmi. Shemutal la'avim b'Shabbat mekira l'kira. Afilu mekira shehabla mu'at, even from mekira that the temperature is low, mekira shehabla mirubah, to one that the temperature is much higher. If it's a dry item, like I said, rice, you want oris, tafroh adama, potatoes, even if it's cooled off totally, you're allowed to move it to a different plata. Now, even though Maran, interestingly enough, well, he brings all these laws, he doesn't bring this law down in Shulchan Aruch. And some wanted to argue that since he didn't bring it down in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't hold by this halakha. The Ramad did bring it down, but Maran did not. Hakam Avadiyah has a long arichut in the footnotes here, proving that you don't have a proof that if Maran doesn't bring a halakha, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold of it. There's many halakhot that are brought down in the Bet Yosef that Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down. As long as he doesn't say it's asur, we have no proof that that it's otherwise. And since he discussed it in the Bet Yosef, and it's the opinion of Harambam, so therefore he says we can assume that that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch as well. And therefore it's mutar to go from one plata to another plata by a davar nozli, a liquidy item has to remain still hot, yet soledet, and by a dry item, even if it cooled down, it'll be mutar to go from one.